Gittin Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Haveli Gitti. A woman who is a wife of a Kohen is Memana a Shliach. And she says, bring my get. What we just explained before in Mishnah Gimel is this concept of a Shliach Havo of the woman who's not giving the Koyach of the Shliach, not giving Koyach to the Shliach to be Mamish Biyodo that it's a Chalois Gershon. Why? Over here, the reason why she wants to be divorced later is quite clear. She wants the Etruma. It's going to take him 6 months to travel from wherever he's going to get the get until he comes back to her. She wants the Etruma until she's Mesuda for another 6 months. So the din is a Cheles Betruma Ad She'agia Get Liyodo. We see the get as being in transit. Either we see the get as really being only a Koyach Shlichus of the husband, like we explained before, according to the Rambam in Mishnah Gimel. Or we see it as a shliach lavo, where it's a representative of biyodo without the koyach to shaft the actual gerushin. In which case, vaita, she's muteres betruma. She's still married to the koyach. However, if the shliach says, hiskabel igiti asura lecho betruma miyad, there we hear the loshen hiskabel as a proper shliach lekabolo, even though it's a eshes koyach, and there's a certain choyv in her being divorced right away. Obviously, the benefit that she wants to be divorced and she's being Maman the Shlich outweighs that. And that's her Lashon, Hiskabel Ligiti. Hiskabel Ligiti B'mokim Ploini. Yes, she definitely put a Lashon of Kpeda into her Lashon of Birch Shlich Kabbal. B'mokim Ploini. Oicheles B'truma Ad She'agia Get Lois B'mokim. Since she put a Lashon of Kpeda in, so the Shliach can't be a Shliach in a different place. The Shliach can only be a Shlich in that place. Now, we have really the same machlokes that we had in Mishnah Gimel. And that is, over here, Reb Elezer Oysa Miyad. Reb Elezer holds that Kpedis with women is just a maramokim. The Yad HaMiskareshes is in a passive state. Therefore, her Kpedo is not understood to be a defining feature. And Memeh Lavad HaShlech Kabbalah is HaShlech Kabbalah, even if it's Magia L'mokim Acher. The Shal is what's Pshan the Tanakama. The Loshna we had in Mishnah Gimel is if the get is niskabel in a mokum achbe, where the wife said it should be niskabel mokum X, and it was niskabel mokum achbe and mokum Y, posel. Posel means done. And the reason why it's no good is because this is a kpeda. The shliach does not have a shliach to represent her except a mokum X, not a mokum Y. If she gets the get in mokum Y, it's no good. Why does it say over here, oicheles betruma ad shegi get lois in mokum? Let's say the shliach received the get in mokum Y, not in mokum X. So that's it. Now the get's like on the ground. He doesn't have a koyach shlichus in mokum Y. What's achigi get lois in mokum? So the Gemara asks this question. And the Gemara says you have to say like this. You have to add a knetch. In the first Mishnah is a flat where she says hiskabel ligiti b'mokum X. So b'mokum Y, it's no good. Finished. End of story. The Mishnah by us in Mishnah Dalid is talking about Hiskabel Ligiti Be'ir Ploinis, the way the Gemara says it. Shitaka says Be'ir Ploinis in location X. Avol, she's Mitzai, Lefom Timotzis Bala Be'acheres. Go get the get from my husband in Mokum X, which would denote a Kpeda, but Kenzain he's in Y. So what does she mean to say? The way the Gemara understands it is, this Taka Kpeda, that it should only be a full Shlich LeKabolo, to actually create the Chalos Gershon and the marriage is over in location X. In location Y, you have a Koyach to be Mekabel the Get, the Shliach Havo that we're talking about, and hold on to the Get until you get, no pun intended, to Mokum X. That means it's not Ligit Chama Agabe Karka. The Shliach does have a Koyach Shlichus Biyodo, even in Mokum Y, because she mentioned Mokum Y. The Kpeda is where the Gershon should actually be Chal. He's going to have to make his way back, like the Mishnah says, Echel's Betruma, Ad Shegi Get Lois in Mokum. That's the Pshan, the Mishnah. Mishnah, hey, Ha'oimer Kisfu Get Utnu Li'ishti. Fellow is making a Shlichus to give his wife a get. There's two parts of that Shlichus. We mentioned in Perek Beis, Amachlek Sushainim, about if the Shlichus has to be on the Ksivis HaGet, where you don't need bona fide shlichus, all you need is that the shlich, the get should be written by whoever writes it, lishma of the baal and the isha and that gerushin. So according to the Pashto reading of the Mishnah, ha'omer kisvu get utnu lishti means that the shlichus encompasses two jobs: ksivas haget v'kasav lo b'shlichus the sefer, utnu liishti the nesinas haget. That certainly needs shlichus. According to the other pshat, the vikos of law over here doesn't mean the kisvu get doesn't have to be with bona fide shlichus, but it does have to be lishma. So that's what we're saying. Kisvu get, write it lishma, but not that the shlich has to be mamish the yad of the baal. And then the nesina certainly has to be the nosan, has to be his maisa. So mele has to be proper shlichus. Lemaisa, what has to be written over here lishma? That goes back to the other question we discussed in Perek Aleph. If you hold a day chasim makarti, then what actually creates the chalois chefta of the get that has a koyach hamagarish is the chasima. So then we learn the cause of lo lishma on the chasima so edim, not on the ksivas haget. Then we would hold that the ksivas haget could be made shaloi lishma. It's the chasima so edim that turned this piece of paper into a document, into a shtar with a koyach lagarish, that has to be written lishma. If you hold edim is sira karti, so then what makes it into a legal document is the transfer, the mesirah, between the yad of the baal and the yad ha'isha. So what shafts the koyach in the get that it has a koyach legarish is the actual writing of the get. Lishmo would be going on that. There's a third shita, a braiser, a Yehuda, that holds that a kos of law refers to both the ksiva and the chsima. It was mefalpum, the three shitas. But the shlichus over here is a shlichus kisvu get it nu liishti, goshuha, or the lashon is very straightforward. He says, divorce my wife. Now, obviously, there's different parts. There has to be the divorce encompasses a shlichus on the ksivas haget, on the nesina, maybe even on the chsima that the edim are signing for him, the shmo. Kisvu igeres utnula. He says a lashon igeres, a letter, but what does that mean, utnula? That means where he's talking about something that has to be written and it has to be given over. The Rishonim are mefarish. The Rav brings that a get could be called an igeres. One of the Rishonim in the get is v'dein lahavi lechi minoi sefer tiruchin. V'igeres shavuchin v'get pturin. This is all in the second half of the get, which has the standard lashon. So the lashon of a get is called igeres, an igeres of gerishin. Harei elu yichtuvu v'yitenu. These are all understood to be lashonis of empowerment of koyach hashlichus. He could write the get, he could give the get, and she's megurashes. Pitruha. Get rid of her. What does that mean? What is he telling the shliach? Parnesua. You have to support her now. What does that mean? He might mean that I'm not responsible. I'm washing my hands of her, which by nature means they have to divorce her, but that's not what the lashon is. Asula kinimus means do what you're supposed to do with her. Nimus is like a lotion of choik. That's what's supposed to be done. It could be we're talking about over here, about a husband that has to be Megarish's wife. Kitzer, do what's supposed to be done. Asula karoi, again, a lotion, the same idea. Do what's supposed to be done. Le maklum, what is he saying? Even if you know what he's thinking, and you know that they were just chreis by a rov who told him that they should get divorced, but that's not a loshen minishlichus. It has to be clear. And now the Mishnah uses that, the fact that the loshen of the tzivui hamishalech has to be klar, to bring out another point. And this could be relevant in a lot of different fronts. There were tshuvas that were written, like I mean, this type of thing, Achman some of the Yidden that were taken away to concentration camps, etc. Somebody that's being led out to somebody's being led out in chains. Koilo's chains. It's a type of chains that a person who was led out by the king, the government, the Romans, the Chreis, decided to kill this person, Achman Litzlan, and he's a Yotze Lahorg B'din HaMalchus. They took him out, he's called a Yotze B'Koilo. And a person like that would want to free his wife, Mikavle Igun, that she shouldn't need Yibum from the brother-in-law. She should be able to get married, Achman son, after he's killed. So Mele, he would be Mamana Shlich. He's being let out, but before he dies, it's going to take another hour till they take him to the Mokim Harigo. He wants a Shlich to write up quickly and to give another get, to give a get. So let's say he says as follows, Kisvu get lishti, even though he only mentioned the writing of the get, so he didn't say anything about giving, but it's understood. You understand in context that licht in the lotion, right means right and power and execute. Harelu yichtuvu v'yitnu. Chozru loymar, they then made a takona afam v'fash v'yotze b'shayorah. Someone who's not in mortal danger, he's going out on a long trip, and again, there were those, the Gemara says, by Mulchama, by Dovid HaMelech, all the soldiers used to give their wife a conditional get. So he's going out on an expedition to the New World. He's going with Columbus to discover America. Is he coming back? Is he not coming back? When will he come back? Not to leave his wife in Aguna, he's divorcing her. Even those type of situations where he's not in danger right now, the halacha is that when he says that lashon yichtevu, you can hear in that yichtevu v'yitnu. It's a chiddush. He didn't say yitnu. He said yichtevu. In context, you understand this word yichtevu means yichtevu v'yitnu get. The other lashons before are vague. They're nothing. But over here, yichtevu get means I am creating a koach hamagash. So clearly what he meant is to use that and to give it. Reb Shimon Shizuri Amar, he's most of another case, afa masukon. He's somebody who's not being taken out into a situation of danger. Not even somebody who's in mortal danger. Somebody who's in danger because of a sickness. L'maisa shteito, even if he's not a sakonas nefoshes, the mefoshim say. He's not well, and he's nival that his wife Nebuch shouldn't be left in Agunos. When he says kisfu, also mitoich b'holo, he only said kisfu. You could see that as the loshen of gerushin.